up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday. Today is going to be a very uplifting. Oh my gosh. Am I okay? Uplifting episode. I just feel it.
I feel it too. We have a guest on, which we will get into a little bit further into the episode. But you guys know we like to start off with a little chit chat. I think the topics in this episode are going to be so fun, but I feel like Danielle and I need to catch up with you guys first.
Yeah, for sure. So we do have a guest coming on today that we're really excited about. And her name's Zozo. You guys might know her from TikTok. That's how we found her. She's also has a podcast, all the fun things. We'll introduce her a little bit more later, but we're going to be talking about manifestation, just like self-love, everything under the sun.
A lot of like positive energy. She does like affirmations and stuff. I feel like it's going to be a useful episode for everybody, especially at this time.
Yes, we're really excited. But yeah, I feel like we haven't chatted in a bit, so we can just, you know, catch up.
Yeah. How's your week?
So I wanted to talk about something.
Oh my God.
So I got my nails done.
Oh my God.
And I was, so one of our friends, Julia Havens, I love her.
I'm not friends with her. I wish I was. I have to cut in. I wish I was friends with her. I watch her, a lot of her videos.
Okay, I am
a fan, I will say, but I can't call her a friend, unfortunately. But I am a fan.
You will soon be friends when the pandemic is over and we can all actually hang out.
Yeah.
We'll be friends for sure.
Excited.
Anyways, she has amazing style. Just, I love her. She's a great person. Anyways, on her Instagram story the other day, she posted her new nails. And it was so fun. I've seen a lot of people do this lately where they do like the colored tips. A lot of people are doing it for fall right now, like different shades of brown or like brown.
I've seen
and blue
like thicker tips
orange.
Too. Like instead of a French, it's like you could go even further than a French. Like, you know what I'm talking about? I feel like that's nail art is like trendy right now.
Nail art is trendy. And I am not one for nail art. Like when you know when you go to the nail salon and they're like, do you want art? And you're like, no. Like I always say no. I'm like, I don't want sparkles. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you want something on your ring finger? No, I don't. But I was just like feeling funky. I've been just getting into fashion lately. Anyways, I have pretty short nails and I didn't want to get acrylics. And I thought for sure, I was like, it'll still look really cool, whatever. And so I did it. I did what Julia did. And like the girl was so cool. She was like, oh yeah, I got you 5 different shades of brown. She brought them over. And,
wait,
like,
you have to explain what it is. So it's like your base of your nail is pink. And
oh,
then,
sorry. Yeah. No, so it's like a French. It's okay. A French. And then the tips. Oh my God, it looks so bad. On the tips. On the tips, it's like a ton of different shades of brown.
So it's like light to dark. So it's pink and then it's like a dark shade of brown on the thumb, a little bit lighter on the pointer finger, and then like a little bit lighter progressively. So
I'm sorry.
The brown is what really throws me off with all of this because I'm here for it until you say brown. You know what I mean?
Like, okay. I hear you, but I know you guys can't see this, but Brooke, I'm showing you for reference what it's supposed to look like. So yeah, so I was really excited and I was kind of like, oh, so she did a super thin line on my nails on the as the French tip, and like whereas Julia's were like a lot thicker because she had longer nails, she got acrylics, but I didn't want to do tips. I didn't want to do it. I can't put on jewelry if I have tips on, and like I like to wear jewelry. So I walked out and I was so excited and I posted a little story, whatever, and I was just really proud of my trendy nails. And then later that night, I'm with Ryan and I go, look at my fun, cool new nails. And he goes, oh, I thought you had like dirt under your nails. Oh my God. So I put it on my Snapchat story and Brooke swipes up and goes, oh my God, I legit thought it was dried blood. And then I just looked at my nails in a whole new light and I was like, oh my God, like these are terrible. And I am just living with them. And I almost did all black tips and I think I might have to go back and just have them like paint black over them on the tips.
I see the vision. I see what you went for. It's just,
you see what I went for.
Short nails isn't the look for nail art.
No.
I concluded it's tough. It's, there's not enough surface area.
To.
It's I see the effort that you put in.
Thank you.
I'm right there with you. Brown is tough as it is. Brown is like a tough color to
and the first three colors are like all light brown. Like the two are like kind of dark brown. It's just they really look so bad, guys. I mean, the more I look at them, like I was thinking about it all day yesterday. I was like, oh my God, what on God's green earth? Like, was I thinking? Like,
you posted, you're so confident. Like,
I know. It looked, I went back and looked at that video. I was like, okay, I don't mind how they look in that video, but everything else is so bad. I was like, oh my God. And then actually this guy like DM'd me and was like, he was just like trolling me, you know. He was like, your nails are ugly, and I was like, hey, thanks. Like, I just like don't even care. But yeah, so that's my little anecdote for the week. Don't do nail art if you have short nails. Do acrylics. I just hate waiting for – I, like, hate sitting there any longer than I have to.
No, I feel the same. We both hate getting our nails done. That's a collective thing. And we both keep our nails short. I actually – you said for the jewelry purpose. I do it for typing, computer stuff. Like, I just feel like it gets in the way having longer nails. Like, I
– yeah.
I feel like I'm doing too many things.
It gets in the way for everything. Yes. Like, when you're brushing your fingers through your hair – All the things. They just don't work.
But it definitely looks more like put together. Like when I put my hand down, I look at my hand. I'm like, oh, I don't like the way. I never am like, oh, my hands are so beautiful. You know, like I feel like if you have longer nails, they look very, like, it narrows out.
Very
your fingers.
Feminine.
Yes, that's it.
Definitely. And I think next time maybe they're going to, I really just like wanted to do that so bad. And I'm like really sad. But I just died when Brooke was like, I thought it was dried blood. Because when Ryan said that, I didn't really think much of it because he just doesn't understand a lot of things about fashion. Yeah. And I'm like, whatever. So, but then when Brooke swiped up and was like, low key.
Did anyone else? Was I the only one that said something?
No, you're the only one that said something. Oh my God. Because I told all my friends, I was like, this is what I'm doing. And they were like, oh my God, love it. But like, you know, you're like my sister at this point. So you're going to be real with me. No. I don't take offense to anything at this point, like literally ever. So when the internet just like, yeah, I'm just used to it. It's a fun. I would rather be getting crapped on for my nails.
Yeah.
So.
And also it's like nail art. Like it's funny. It's not like, oh, you like your style sucks. It's like the vision was all there. It's just, the execution.
It's the execution. No, I really don't care. It's just now when I look at my nails, I'm like literally like there's dried blood on my fingers. So I'll have to post a story on the Gals on the Go Instagram story so you guys can see what I was going for. What is it? How it's going or where it started? How it's going? I need to make a note of that because that would be very.
Or
funny.
Like what I think I look like when I'm doing something. What I actually look like.
Yeah, you know?
One of those ones. Yes. That is funny, Danielle. I'm sorry. Well, nail art.
Don't say sorry. No, it's okay. It was just funny.
Well, it's funny because I actually have nail art. I'm getting mine done today.
Oh wait.
Well, I have the same one that I've had. It's like
the drip.
That's not really
things,
nail art. It's more so like a pattern.
Are those like the nail press-ons, or did you?
No,
get those
I got
done?
Them done. This is a gel. Oh. But it's like more of a, it's a swirl.
So when did you do that?
I've had this
that.
For like 3 weeks now. I got them done at this place called Chill House in New York City. It was a ridiculously overpriced manicure. But it's more of like a pattern on the nail. It's not like tips or like, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know how to describe it, but it's all over the whole nail. But it still doesn't look as good because short nails don't. There's not enough surface
area. We're both
area.
Concluding, yes.
So I think we're just going to have to stick to the plain colors or get tips, but I don't know.
Yeah, stick to the plain colors or get tips. I like the look of tips. They're just so hard to maintain and like...
Yeah, because then people break down and then they're like, oh, I have to go to the nail salon today. Like,
Yes. I remember we were with Molly in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And she like literally was like, I have to go. And I it's so true. Like, it's just such a more obvious statement if one of your like nails are off.
I just feel like they're a lot more high maintenance. It's similar to extensions. It's just way more high maintenance. Like, you have to keep up with it all the time versus like regular, I don't know, hair. You just wash it, style it, whatever. But if you have extensions, it's like this whole bit, like you have to do it a specific way, like you can't let it air dry, like you have to like leave them out to dry or like whatever, you know what I mean?
I've like thought about extensions a couple times and I'm like just not for me, but I love how they look on people.
Totally. Well, being a girl, it's like eyelash extensions too, like all of these things like that.
Oh yeah, we both did that.
Yeah, well, they look pretty in the moment, but all of these just require so much more upkeep. Like, you have to like wash your freaking eyelashes and like brush them out. Yeah, it's a lot.
You looked good with eyelash extensions, but for me, like when I look back, I don't love how they looked. Really? Some photos I'm like, when I had just gotten them, but I feel like they were very overpowering. I don't know.
I could see that, but I didn't really like them on myself either. I just feel like it doesn't fit, especially if you're not wearing makeup and then you have these heavy eyelash extensions. It's like, whoa,
it's so
that doesn't
obvious.
Fit.
Yeah, on us. And like, I have friends that have eyelash extensions and they look beautiful, but Brooke and I feel like in general, you and I just like to be more natural.
I completely agree.
I don't want to say that, but like, kind of. Not like judging. It's literally just like for us, we just feel weird.
Yeah, I just feel like it doesn't match the vibe, like of myself.
It doesn't match
personally.
The vibe.
Yeah.
I agree.
More of a just rolled out of bed.
We go for more of a just rolled out of bed look. Maybe brushed her hair. That's why I do get my eyelashes tinted and lifted.
Oh, that's more natural. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just using your real eyelashes. I seriously suggest that to absolutely anyone, especially if you have kind of longer lashes. Like, it's, I don't wear mascara for the first like 2 weeks, and then after that I kind of need to wear mascara.
I just used a growth serum, which I feel like is really, those
that stuff works,
increased in popularity this year. I feel like everyone uses, not everyone, but I have friends now who like have never thought about that, that are like using freaking growth serums, and they really work. But if you are, if you have sensitive eyes, I notice like those could be damaging, and you could like, I've seen a lot of those TikToks recently of people who did you see that one on your For You page? I don't know if you've seen it. This girl got her brows, like, because that's trendy now, like laminating your brows. Have you seen that, where you get them like up, like,
that's microneedling.
No, it's not microneedling, because it's like you get it like combed up and like pressed into place, basically.
Oh, a brow lift. It's called a brow lift.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what my girl that does lash stuff, she also does brow lift. She's like, you need to do one. And I just, again, I think I'll not look right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, not with you, but I could see it. That's more risky than, like, I feel like,
yes,
lashes.
But like, I think Keaton did it and she looks so good. But like, she pulls
off anything.
She pulls off literally anything.
She would pull off the brown nails.
all right, yeah, because she would get acrylic.
Oh, she would have like crazy.
I'm going to the nail salon right now.
No, oh my gosh.
Pause recording. Absolutely. No, it's fine.
But I saw the TikTok of this girl who got her brows like laminated or whatever, and her eyes like blew up because she was allergic to whatever product that they use. So she had to like go to, like, I don't know if it was urgent care or hospital. It looked like she was in. Yeah, because it's right next to your, if you think about it, like, this is all stuff on your face. And she said something like, please get patch tested before. And it's true. If
patch tested.
Yeah. Somewhere. So they go and like, I don't know if they do it on your body or a section on your face, but they just use the product there. And if you break out or have a reaction, then they know that it won't work for you.
You know what that makes me think of? I don't know. You might have done it since you're allergic to peanuts. I don't really know. Like those back tests where they test you with all these things. Have you done that?
I've actually done it on my forearms. Like I sit there with my forearms like up, like with my palms facing upwards, and then they do it on, yeah. And they inject you with a bunch of different samples of whatever it is.
Like,
so it was
things.
Yeah, grass, pollen, and then like there's ones for like peanuts, tree nuts, like whatever, gluten, I don't know.
That's so crazy.
And then they wait and see which one has like a reaction, but it sucks because you're itchy. So like, I'm allergic to peanuts, and like a few other things came up mild, and I was like really itchy, but you just have to sit there. And they come back and they're like, all right, that one's peanuts, you're allergic. Like, have you done that?
Oh my gosh. No, I've seen photos, like some of my friends have done it, and like their back, they do it on their back, and it's,
that's
like,
interesting.
Ugh, it's a, wait, do they inject it, like, or they just rub it on? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like mini needles, basically. I don't know how to describe it except for like it's like a carton of like mini needles that they like inject the whole thing at once, almost like a stamp into your whatever section. The back makes more sense though, because on your arms, you're like tempted to scratch it.
Yeah, I feel like your back is easier.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah, speaking of needles, I got my flu shot last week, and I know you did too.
Yeah.
Did your arm hurt after?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did
yours? But see, yes. I knew it was going to happen, but it was like really weird feeling for like a day.
I woke up in the middle of the night the next, like, sleeping, and I was like, whoa. And then I was like, I got my flu shot, and like went back to bed because I was like alarmed for a second.
I couldn't sleep on that arm, but I made sure to get it this year because last year I got the flu, and that had me out for like 2 weeks. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember. Not a good time. Getting it in college.
I met subscribers. So me and Ryan went to Publix because they gave you a $10 gift card if you got your flu shot. It was pretty cool.
That's huge.
And yeah, it's funny. Everyone's like been doing it. But anyways, I was like, I just don't do needles. I don't do shots, whatever. So we were like in line, and I asked the girls in front of us. I was like, have you guys gone yet? And they were like, no, but oh my gosh, we watch your videos. And I was like, oh, hey. Oh. And then they like went before me, and then they're like, it's not that bad. You got this. It was a very funny situation.
Oh my God. You're like trying to spark a combo in the flu shot line.
Yeah.
You're like, how bad is it? As if you've never gotten a shot before. Like,
I know. I just, every time. And then, you know, like, you don't feel it at all. And then, of course, you do feel it, like, a little.
Barely.
Barely.
Think the pain from it afterward was worse than actual shot.
Yeah.
But they go,
I'd agree.
They go into the muscle. That's why it...
That's why it hurts, yeah. Because she was like, it's, you know, this goes into your muscle, so it might hurt. Like, don't, you know, do arm day today. I'm like, don't worry. I won't.
It definitely had me out for, not even that I've been like the most out fit person, like but I was out like a little bit.
I literally the next day, like, so like a full 24 hours later, pretty much, I went to spin, and like during the arm track, maybe I'm just dramatic, but like I literally kept my one arm down and I just did it all because I get like hurt to like lift
yeah.
up.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, that's
like
normal.
Those little pulses. Yeah, people probably like, is she good?
I took like Tylenol or whatever to help the pain, but yeah. Every time I have like a slight pain, I'm like Tylenol, like need it, which is it's not good.
It's not good, but it's a way.
It's a way. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, shall we?
I think we shall get into our business of the week.
Business of the week.
Cha-ching!
So this week we are talking about Yowie. I love this name. Y-O-W-I-E. So it's a home and life shop focused on creating small collections from friends, independent artists, and designers. So they have a storefront in Philadelphia, in Queen Village, and it's founded by Shannon Maldonado. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, Shannon, she's so awesome. And it's basically like a funky, unique home store. That's what I think of. I think of like Urban Outfitters Home, but
colorful.
Like even better. Yeah. So it's curated by like artists. I say curated by artists and designers. And I think of the Casetify ad reads because I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's like a line.
Yes, that's a line.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyways, sorry. Yowie.
Yowie.
So I ordered a set of glasses. So like they're like these little drinking glasses. I've seen people have them before, like when you ask for water at someone's house and then they're like the perfect like little water cup. But I also want to use them for cocktails. I thought it would be fun.
Yummo.
Yeah, and they're like a fun color. They're a different kind of glass. So I recommend checking them out just for more unique stuff. Also, we're going into the holiday season, which means gifts. And I feel like we're always looking for unique gifts to give people that aren't just like your standard whatever. Like get them like a one-of-a-kind cool thing. So
yeah. And they have candles and stuff too. Their website's really well curated. It's very like
everything
to the eye. Yeah,
it is. It's a little bit of everything. They have like some food gifts, like some candles. You're right. Yeah. So go to Shop Yowie. That's Shop WOIE.com, or their Instagram is Hello Yowie. Did I just say W? I meant Y.
You meant Y. Yeah.
I meant Y-O-W-E. Oh my gosh. We will have it linked in the show notes because I like apparently can't speak today. But really cute stuff. Check them out.
Woo! All righty. Let's get on to the tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
So I have another quote. Who's surprised?
Oh my gosh. Not me.
So this is a quote I've seen before, and I went to coffee with a friend last week and we were talking about how like we're big planners, and when things don't go the way we've talked about this before, you know, when things don't go the way you planned, it's hard to actually enjoy that thing.
Definitely.
And that's happened to me a couple times this past week, and it makes me so frustrated with myself because I just, I get so mad and I don't know why. And it's just like, it's just my type A personality and whatever. But anyways, worrying about tomorrow takes away today's peace. And it's so true.
Good one.
And I kind of rephrased it. That's like the quote, but then you can also just say like worrying takes away today's peace. Like that is like a problem I personally have. It's probably like one of my biggest things I get so upset about myself with is that I'll like have a plan and or whatever and like it doesn't go the way, and then I can't enjoy whatever we end up doing instead or whatever ends up happening instead. And it's just not a great way to live. And like I just try to be more aware about it. I think we talked about this in last week's episode. Just being more aware in general of your mindset is super important. So when you're worrying or when you're sad about something, like that's okay, like completely feel those feelings, but it's also just like you're taking away any sort of joy that you actually could have in that moment. And that's what I just, it's really hard to let go of it, but just kind of be like, okay, like that's sucks, but like wow, look at where I am now, or look at what I'm doing now, or look how I'm feeling now.
That's why it's all about lowering the expectation.
Yes, that's what it goes down to.
No, it sounds so like disappointing to say, but it's true, because when you set those false expectations in your head, I used to do this a lot when I was younger. I feel like I would think that like, oh, this is gonna be the best day ever, I'm gonna have so much fun, and then you know when it doesn't happen you get even more frustrated. So I feel that, Danielle, that's a good one.
Yeah, that definitely happens. And that's what they always say. It's always like those times when you don't plan it and you don't whatever. It just kind of like is more fun or whatever. It works out. You're just in a better mood. But it's hard to accept it at first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a tip. Just like, don't worry as much. You know, don't worry.
Yeah. Well, planning is tough right now. So I guess that's be a little more lax with yourself and then maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Exactly. Maybe.
So mine is like an actual tip. I've gotten back into just drinking a lot of water again. I feel like for a while there, I slipped and I was drinking maybe like still enough water. Like some people, I feel like will get through the end of the day and be like, wow, I haven't had a sip of water today. And I've never
been crazy.
Yeah. I feel like you and I are pretty big water gals. But I definitely slipped there for a little bit where I was only drinking maybe like one water bottle full of water a day or whatever, where most times I'm like filling it up several times and stuff. My tip is just to drink water. If you think you're hungry, 9 out of 10 times, if you think you're hungry, you're probably thirsty. And I'm realizing that. I know it sounds so like annoying and people are like, no, I'm actually hungry. It's like, then you actually are hungry. Eat, please. But for me, it'll be like an hour or two after I ate a meal and I'm like, why am I hungry again? Drink some water. You're probably not actually hungry. It's just the thirst.
It's so funny you said that. I've been trying to just drink more water too. Like when I wake up, I try to like chug a glass of water, and like just anytime you're thirsty, just like take like extra big sips, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And just always, I've seen a couple of our friends post on their Instagram stories. They got like that gallon water bottle.
I've seen that.
I'm interested, but also like I do love the Hydro Flask because it like insulates the cold water.
Completely. I also think it really helps your skin. I've been talking a lot about like skin concerns on the show and like how my skin has not been the best.
Oh, same.
And I think like in this week in revving up how much water I drink, which yes, I do have to pee more. And I know that's how I know how much I'm drinking, because if it's like, oh, I have to pee every like hour or two, I'm like, oh, I'm doing a good job. Like this is like a lot of water.
Yeah.
So what was I about to say? This one. Well, I just have a Hydro Flask. It's helping my skin. Not like dramatically, but I notice it's definitely like better than what it was.
That's a good tip. That's true. My skin's a little bit better this week and I have been drinking a lot more water.
Yeah, because sometimes I think we always think that it's like these products and solutions and whatever it is. But 9 times out of 10, it's like diet and water, which I hate to hear it too. I mean, did I eat a quesadilla last night? Yes. Like, so I'm not really perfect on the diet front. But then I'll compensate for it with the water. Also, when you eat like salty meals and stuff like that, I find it helps with like bloating and stuff when you drink a lot of water. I just, even if I'm like not eating the best, I just feel like drinking water generally helps to flush my body out of like, I hate to say toxins and stuff like that, but kind of in a way.
One thing I need to get better about, and I like have known this for so long and I still can't get myself to do it, is drinking water while eating.
Oh, it's hard.
Like,
yeah.
I am such like a food is in front of me. I just eat it. And then I drink water after. Whereas I feel like most people like drink water in between like bites, but I just can't do that. But I think that would really help me.
That slows you down for sure. And it slows you down. And you get more full because you realize once again, like we said, that you're probably just thirsty. And if you can't drink water, like I know some people are out there like, I just hate, I feel for you. I genuinely love water. Like I drink it, I'm like, this is so good.
Oh, but I love water.
Yeah. We're
this
like
is so rare, good.
It's like crisp and I crave water sometimes, but that's just me. But if you don't feel that way, people like adding like fruit to it, or you can get even like the freaking add-ins and stuff like that. Like they're obviously, they're not the best, but if it's going to make you drink more water, do it, because it's better than.
Or like Hydrant or Liquid IV. True. Or one of those. I've been drinking, we have like a ton of Hydrants because we've worked with them on the podcast, and I've been drinking them lately. Like in the morning, Delaney and I will be like, okay, let's have a Hydrant. Let's do it. Chug it. And it has extra hydration in it. So
it's really good, especially for you guys. Like if you're working out and stuff, like I feel like when you're actively going to workout classes, it's really easy to like get super dehydrated or like not even notice that like, oh, I barely, you know, hydrated today, or like ate and I didn't eat enough to like sustain myself through a workout class. Like it's important to refuel.
I just spilled my coffee all over my pants.
Oh no.
So love that for me.
I'm sorry about that.
Ooh, it's okay. It happens.
But that's the challenge for this week. So get yourself a nice water bottle, whatever you have to do. I feel like I just gave like 80 million options for like drinking more water, but seriously, do it.
Yeah. So many amazing ways. Love it. Well, now we will get on to our current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things.
I posted on my Instagram story the other day. I love my Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, you're like a housewife now.
I know. I've had the vacuum. We got it in like August or whatever, and It's just incredible. And the main reason I like it is because, so I have the Dyson V8, I believe. I got it because it's the one Kenzie had because I didn't really know. And she was like, that's the one I have. I like it. And I was like, okay, cool. It's incredible. It's really, and I bought it because I knew like wherever I move next, like I'll bring it with me. It's definitely an investment, but it's cordless. Like, oh my God, the places you can go with your vacuum are just, you know, unlimited at this point. Like you just charge it, stays charged for a really long time. It's so incredible. If like I just have a little spill or there's some crumbs, because I don't know, you can like see crumbs really easily on our floor and I hate it. But it's nice because you can just pull out the vacuum really fast and just boop boop. And I don't know, it's just like a fun, satisfying thing. It's just like one little win for the morning, just vacuuming. And I love that vacuum. It's incredible. There's all many different, so many different heads. There's one for hardwood, rug. And when you purchase it, you can actually get like a free add-on. They had like a mattress one. Apparently they say if you vacuum your air mattress, you're gonna be like grossed out.
Ooh. Oh, I've never thought to do that.
I didn't get the add-on because I was like, oh my God. But yeah, I don't know. There's just like a ton of different attachments and it's amazing. Do you? Yeah, I guess you don't have one.
I don't have a Dyson. I do have a cordless vacuum though. I'm trying to think of the brand right now. I just, when you said cordless, I was like, aren't they all cordless? And I realized, no, they're not. But it really changes the game. I would recommend any sort of cordless. I'm sure the Dyson is more powerful than the one that I have. But yeah. I've had it since college, so we've used it.
I mean, yeah.
Even when I lived in a house with a dog, we were like vacuuming up dog fur in it. And so mine's pretty powerful, but I agree. It's, I also have, you don't have the problem with shedding hair, do you? Like,
no, but because you have lighter hair. Seeing a lot of hair around, like our blonde hair. But yeah, I know. I feel like you've said that before.
I get hair everywhere. Like, oh my gosh. People who aren't used to it are like, or even when I lived in a house with like predominantly blonde people, like they would always know, they'd be like, this thick, like dark curly hair is Brooke's. Like, but it's like everywhere. It's everywhere in
that's so funny.
The bathroom, the living room. Like, I'm like, how is it possible that I shed this much by my bike? I guess I'm like shedding a lot when I'm spinning.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
I know when we've like traveled together before, I'll see you like in the shower sometimes. Oh, that sounds
yeah. I'm sorry. I try my best I have to clean my drain a lot. I know that's like TMI, but I just did it this week. Which you would never, like most normal people, I feel like you do that maybe once or twice in the time that you're like living in a place, you know, like I have to go and like deep clean the drain or whatever. But for me, it's like every month almost that I have to go in and like pull the hair out of it. It's disgusting. I'm sorry if you're eating.
No, all is well. So wait, what's your favorite?
Mine is these new sunglasses I got from Amazon. So I'll link them in the show notes. They are like those thin, I'm trying to describe them to Danielle because I don't have them right now, but they are, you've probably seen those like thin sunglasses that are very trendy right now, you know, for pictures or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So this is a 2-pack for like under $13, which is amazing. We love that. God. Yes. Because I tried on another pair that was like way more expensive and I was like, I think I could get these for less expensive. So found this 2-pack. It's a all black pair and like the brown like tortoisey pair, and I'm just a fan of inexpensive sunglasses, mostly because I feel like you wear them out and about. Like I just throw them in my purse usually without a case, which I know isn't the best, but I feel less bad about it if they are like inexpensive. Like I call them like my knock around sunglasses, whatever. And I do have nicer pairs that I like take better care of, but these I'm like, I could just throw them in my purse, you know, if it's sunny outside, put them on, take a picture in them. And they're pretty good quality for the price, so they're very fun.
Yeah, I thought yours were from Urban Outfitters because I have those in – I have the black ones from Urban Outfitters, and they also have tortoise ones, but I bet I could have gotten two for the price of one.
Yeah, Amazon is great, like jewelry, accessory, dupes, stuff like that. I ordered also, like, not my favorite this week, but, like, I got some hair clips from Amazon, like the bigger ones.
Claw clips?
Yeah, I can't pull off the look, I don't think, but I'm here – like, I try. I have it on my bag. I like clipped it to like the side of my bag. I was like, oh, for when I pull my hair.
Oh my God, I have that one, but it's from Urban too. What the heck?
So go to Amazon for all the dupes. I think it's just less expensive. I know that a lot of people get their like, you know, gold hoop dupes and stuff like that from Amazon too.
Gold hoop dupes. I love it. Yeah. Amazon's the place. I got a really amazing pair of like $12 sunglasses from there. I feel like everyone has them. You probably have them, like those like kind of cat eye square ones. I don't know. I know Kenzie has them. Julia has them. Yeah. They're just so inexpensive and it's like they should be like Celine sunglasses or something. It's incredible.
I feel guilty spending a lot on sunglasses. I don't know why. That's like one thing that it's hard to bring myself to spend a lot on. Even Ray-Bans and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, these 150, man. Like, I don't know. I understand the quality and that they're nice and everything, but they get scratched up so easily.
Yeah, I like to get sunglasses. But Ray-Bans, I've stopped. I've always been a sunglasses person. Always. I love them. I literally, like, well, I'm obsessed.
Florida. Sunny.
Florida. Someone said that. Yeah, I was telling someone recently how much I love sunglasses. They're like, well, it makes sense. You're from Florida. I was like, maybe that is. I don't know. I just always, like, need them. But I've been wearing a lot more thicker framed sunglasses. Like, I only really wear thick framed sunglasses now. So, like, I don't even buy Ray-Bans anymore. I just, like, I mean, my pair of Gucci sunglasses I legit wear every day. Like, the thick ones. Mm-hmm. I love those. But because I can, like, the thick, expensive ones, I feel like they, like, aren't as fragile, I guess.
Yeah, so that would make sense.
I justify that more. I don't know. I like sunglasses a lot. I like spending money on sunglasses. So, that's that on that.
That's a place where you splurge. It's interesting. I always love hearing, like, what people like to spend their money on. You know what I mean? Like, if they're like, ah, I'll do cheap or I'll do expensive, like, whatever. Yeah. I think it's interesting. So,
yeah, cool. It is interesting. Cool. Well, good stuff. Good catch up. We did all the things.
Oh, I have before we go into the guest, there's less than 60 days until Christmas, Danielle, when this episode's going.
Oh, my goodness.
And Vlogmas. Are you doing Vlogmas this year?
I literally haven't thought about it, but
ooh,
are you?
Yeah, I am.
Last year, I think I did it after finals. Just, you know, they're finals.
Yeah, they throw a loop and everything.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I'll do it. I just don't know if I'll start on December 1st or not. Mm-hmm. I would love to start on December 1st. I don't really know. Updates to come.
I just threw you through a loop there with that question.
I know. I'm gonna have to, like, journal on that one. No, I'm so excited for Christmas. Like, I'll be, like, scrolling through TikTok and on my For You page, like, a Christmas song pops up. But I just, like, get so warm and fuzzy.
Do you get those ones from those accounts? Like, if you get sad, just know that in 50 days, this will be us. And it's, like, the storefront windows and, like, the Christmas music and everything.
Yes, yes, yes. Or, like, three more periods or, like, whatever it is. People say, I'm like, yes. Love it. Oh, so good.
All right. Well, without further ado, thank you guys for listening to our catch up. But we have Zozo on the show today. So her ad is at As Told by Zozo. So we're going to talk about manifestation, a little astrology stuff, and just, like, tips, I feel like, for living your best life. We are so excited to have her on the show. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Woo, let's go. All right, Zozo, we have her on today. We're so excited to have you on. Welcome to Gals on the Go.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's going to be a really good time. So Brooke and I both found you from TikTok, as a lot of people probably have. A lot of you guys might have come across her TikToks for her manifestation, and just everything just is so positive. And we have so much we want to talk to you about, but we wanted to kind of hear from you about how you kind of got started into TikTok. It's like a crazy world this is now.
Yeah. So I think at the top of quarantine, so it was like everything changed in like a week. And I was on TikTok before, but I was more so just doing like what I called like Sunday vlogs, which were very sporadic. And then I decided to start this like separate account, and I was like, okay, cool. I'll journal so that I can have like peace of mind while all of this uncertainty is like going on. And then I'll just TikTok all of my journaling processes and things like that while I learn how to do it. And then I was like, oh, I used to love As Told by Ginger. Let me call it As Told by Zozo. Mm-hmm. It'll be like a cute little thing. and then I kind of decided to use it as, I remember like the first, my first bio was like, welcome to my feelings, because I was going through like a weird half breakup kind of thing at the same time as like all of this quarantine stuff was happening. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of like telling my friends like the same story over and over again. Let me tell this like anonymous.
I felt that.
Let me tell this like anonymous group of people that may or may not see it. So then I just started making TikToks about how I was feeling like between meetings. And I made one TikTok about 5x55, which is a manifestation method. And it like blew up, and I was like, wait, what? People don't know about this. And I suppose like I didn't put two and two together that like this could be valuable information for other people aside from me venting. So I just kind of kept going with that. And I was like, oh, people want to know about this. Let me do what I can with like what I know and like help them know about this.
I know. Yeah. That's so sweet of you. One of my favorite types of TikToks you do, I guess. And I send these to Brooke.
Before
we knew you, like, I would send them to Brooke and be like, good vibes. Like, the ones where you have, like, just, like, a beautiful scenery or some sort of cityscape, and you put these, like, inspirational words.
Visualizations.
Oh, love them. Thank you. Please continue to do them. If I could, I wake up every morning, I'm like, this is what I need to see right now.
The one, I remember the one that was really, really popular was, like, imagine you're on the bridge going back, like, you went to a party in Brooklyn, you're going back to your apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It hits different, dude. Like, that feeling, it's like you just get in tap with, like, where do you come up with these? Is it just like you're feeling that feeling in the moment and you're like, I'm going to document it, or what?
So, like, it's actually a combination. So that video I took, I was actually on my way back from Brooklyn in an Uber, like, a while ago. And I was like, that's cool. Like, this is really cool. Let me slow it down and put it through prequel and see what happens. But the magic really happens with the music. So I went to this kind of talk once that was talking about the power of sound and the power of fragrance, and like how like air carries all of these things, and they're like all spiritual and they make you feel different. They affect your mood, essentially. And like, I was like, that's so true. Like, I can listen to an artist and like feel super like excited and like happy and like hopeful. And then another artist, I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I need a bed right now. Like, I need to sleep. So it really comes down to matching the music to kind of like the scene. And then like, I just let it play and let the words come out of me. Wow. And like, I know that sounds like very like woo woo and weird, but like, that's really like, I don't know, it like encapsulates the whole feeling. And if I feel it, I know for a fact that like other people will too, because the thing is like, anything that you, that moves you will move other people, because it's all the same like force that's like moving everything. So I think that's kind of like something that I've learned doing those. But sometimes it's like you're not feeling it, and it's really hard to like channel anything, and you're like, I don't know, is this like cheesy, is this corny, let's just put it in drafts and like wait for another day
when it feels right. So you mentioned prequel, first of all, what you just said was so beautiful, but you mentioned prequel, and I know Brooke and I know what that is, but maybe talk about briefly like what you edit your TikToks with, if you want to expose that.
And tips in general, people want tips.
So prequel is, I don't really know how to explain it. I don't know. Go to the app store, you'll see it, or you probably are familiar with it. And I sort of start with like either a video I've taken, a video from my friends, or like a stock video. And then I like crop it to like 9x16. And then I put it, I go to InShot actually, which is what gives me that kind of like movie text. If you guys go to my TikTok, you'll see. And I kind of like type it out and take it to prequel to make it look like an actual old movie, because I think it's just like so much better. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Gives vibes. And then I just kind of export it and go with it.
Well, they're absolutely beautiful. Yeah, it's prequel, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they definitely have so many great effects. But I mean, that's just like one of my favorite TikToks that you do. But you also do a lot about love, and you briefly mentioned that like maybe it kind of helped you cope with breakouts. But one thing in one TikTok that you said, I love how you said you can move on but still love the person. I thought that was very powerful and very mature too. Was that just like a realization you had?
Like, I remember in 2016 Kylie Jenner was like, it's just the year of like realizing things, and that's been me this whole year. And I just feel like if you spend all of your time, like ingesting so much media around relationship tips and like, just like people talking about like how you should respond to relationship dramas or dilemmas or issues, or just like any relationship, kind of like thing in this like age range, kind of like you'll get really lost and confused because you don't know where these people are like speaking from. And honestly, like, if you feel like a pure feeling towards another person, like, you don't really want to squash that. It has a lot of, it serves a lot of purposes aside from like how you feel towards them. Like, it's good for you. It makes you feel good. And like, if you try to shut it down, you're kind of using a lot of energy to like, I don't know, shut it down instead of just like honoring the fact that you still have feelings for this person, even though like you were treated badly or like things didn't work out or something like that. And you really shouldn't, like, love is love. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. What are you trying to do with it? Like, you can't do anything. You're wasting your energy instead of embracing the energy that it could be to like help you like grow and evolve and move on and help other people do the same kind of, even though it's so hard. Like, I can say this now, but like the next hour will be like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing?
Yeah. I know, it's so exhausting.
That's a very mature mindset though. That's huge that you could think that way. And I feel like that really just helps you in general. And a lot of people could benefit from thinking, I know I'm not mature enough to think that way. That's me, at least.
It's got a case of the Twitter fingers.
Oh, yeah. It's not the best. I'm trying my best, though. I want to kind of go in the route of just like general manifestation, though, for someone who's like, you know, maybe they've seen some of your TikToks or they've seen some forms of manifestation things, I guess, like online or whatever. I'm so confused. So I wanted to ask you, like, how you kind of fell into this. Was it like an article you read, or how did you get this information in the first place? Because I feel like you do such a good job of kind of sharing it with people and like teaching people in a very easy to understand, like learnable format. But like, how did you learn it all in the first place?
Sure. So I'd say I started like sophomore year in high school. I think I came across like a YouTube video. And it was around that time that like the documentary The Secret came out. And
oh,
and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, what does this mean? Like, what do you mean I can like do all of these things? And I was raised sort of like religiously. And so this was kind of like a deviation from that for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, but some of this stuff maps to like what I was taught and how I was raised. This kind of makes sense. Like, what does this mean? And so from that point, I just started reading a lot. I went through the whole like, ooh, I need crystals phase. Like, can I please have a ride to go get some and like stuff like that. But the more, here's the thing about like starting any kind of like spiritual journey or like learning how to manifest, because manifesting is really just one part of who you are, like spiritually. Like, it's mm-hmm. like kind of like your birthright is what I always say. Like, it's a mm-hmm. natural function of you, like breathing. You just have to tap into it. It's like you kind of, the more you look for answers, the more things that are kind of like resonant with you will show up for you, and you'll kind of understand them and you'll be able to internalize them at the pace that you're ready. So like someone who's just starting, like you'll get a lot of like pop manifestation kind of like, I don't know, results. Let's say it's like you're searching. But the more you go into it, you'll realize that like, oh, I kind of really align with this kind of school of thought, and I align with this and I align with that. And what I'm realizing is every kind of guide or book or anything that's helping you understand this kind of like space of spirituality is leading you back to the same core truths, which is like how it should be. Like, it shouldn't be like we're all being led in different directions, but it's just at the pace that you go. So if anyone is like trying to start starting to like manifest, just start asking questions and looking for answers, and the answers will show up, whether it's in the form of a TikTok or like in the form of whatever, or like a book recommendation. It'll come to you. You just have to be open to it and desire it fully. So, yeah.
You mentioned pop manifestation. Can you just go a little bit more into that? I think I like might know what that means just from like how you talked about it, but would you just go into that?
Sure. So I call this like, I don't know. There's a lot of content that's very much geared towards, ooh, yes, I want shares and views and likes and all of this. Like, so to, those sorts of videos, but for manifesting where they'll, I don't know, I don't want to say anything that's like not positive, but those sorts of videos where, you can kind of sense that, I don't know, it's just surface level, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Yeah, or it's like just for clicks or whatever it is.
Yeah. And it gets a lot of people. I always go by like the golden rule. If I get like a sense of fear, or like a sense of like, oh, lacking, or like a sense of I'm not doing something that I should be doing kind of from a video that I'm seeing or like a post that I'm reading, I'm like, oh, where's this coming from? Like, what is this, like a pure like sharing of like information, or is this like from a space of, please follow me, please like do whatever.
So true. That's the only thing. That's
like,
so
I've seen those ones that are like, if you want to claim this, like hit follow for more. And it's like, it's asking
the
something
claiming
of you.
Thing. Yeah. I've seen that a lot lately.
Versus just informational.
Exactly. And at first I was like, what is claiming? Everyone was like, I claim. Yeah, I was like, what are you claiming?
I claim this to claim.
I was like, what is being claimed?
Yeah, like follow and share to claim. It's like, what do you mean? I just absorbed your information. Like,
yeah. I'm claiming it like in my heart.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's really funny. Is there anything you do like, I don't know if you have like a certain morning routine, or is there anything you do in the morning or at night to kind of like
claim
any sort of to claim. To, you know, just to any sort of like daily practice you do for manifestation and self-love?
Yeah, so I kind of start each. I have a really solid morning routine.
We love the details.
We love that stuff. Please.
So I like to wake up around the same time every morning, and then I'll work out. Usually right now I'm like obsessed with Peloton, so like I'll just go work out.
Oh, me too.
And then I'll kind of come upstairs, do my thing, make coffee, let it sit, and then come upstairs and like do sort of what some people would call like meditation, but I call it sort of just like grounding and like centering myself, and like whether I'm studying text or like doing whatever, it's usually like 30 to 40 minutes of just centering my mind and trying to like set the tone of the day. Sometimes I'll like pray a little bit. And really sometimes that time of the day is sort of when I get like the idea of like what I should post on TikTok today. Like if it just like pops into my mind and I'm like, oh, okay, that's really helpful. That's really nice. And that's not by accident. If you're in a space where you're quiet and you're like open to receive anything, that will not only make your day smoother or your week smoother or that moment in time smoother for you. Generally, whatever you get or whatever downloads you get will help other people as well, which is really nice. And after that, I kind of just go about my day, but I like to have that kind of like three steps of before anything happens, I have like on my phone, what is, it's like downtime. So like all of my apps, social media are like shut down from like 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Or like outside of that window. So like before 12 p.m., I'm not on social media or anything like that. I just think it's so noisy. And then you miss your opportunity to tune into yourself before the day gets going. So, yeah.
No, I love that. I've been trying to do that more in the morning. Like, obviously, like, I'll look at my phone briefly, but I love the idea of just kind of in the morning when you're just waking up, everything's very fresh, just kind of like thinking about and just feeling whatever you're feeling at that time. Cause I feel like there is a lot less noise. That's a really good point.
And it sounds like you take the mornings for yourself, which I'm sure is extremely beneficial. Do you notice like a difference in your days? If like, do you have a smoother day after? Are you more zen? Like, what are the benefits you see from that?
For sure. Like I can compare the days that I do a solid routine and the days that I don't. And it's like, no, it's like not to be played with. My morning routine is very much has to be there. Like otherwise it'll just be like kind of a chaotic day. And it's hard to like regulate your mood throughout the day too. Without having that like grounded start, just for me personally. I mean, I've had experience with like ungrounded mornings for a really long time. And then this is kind of like what I like. So I think I'm going to keep carrying it out for the rest of my life. That's so dramatic, but like, honestly,
that's amazing. So the secret that movie kind of like sparked things for you. And then a YouTube video you said as well.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I remember when I saw The Secret, I made like, you know, I started doing, do you ever make
the
like
vision boards or any of that? Yes.
Every now and then, like once a year, that's always fun to do.
Yeah, for sure. And people think like you can only do a vision board, like, I don't know, once in a while. And just like, you have to like, oh my gosh, like I need that. Like it's, this is what it is. But like, I honestly do them sporadically whenever I'm feeling it. Like whenever I feel like, oh wait, let me put a bit more intention behind these specific desires so that they're always in front of me. Even if I have a vision board like on my wall already, like I want one on my phone that's a little bit different, like might as well keep it in tandem, just keeping my eyes on the prize.
I like that. Do you like print out pictures, or do you like for the tangible ones, I guess, like do you cut out photos for magazines, print out pictures, like what do you do there?
Yeah, I like cut out pictures. I put them like all in a collage kind of like way on my wall, and I kind of just like keep them there, or I'll use like Canva if it's like digital.
I love Canva. So much fun.
I want to go back because I know you talk about a lot of, you kind of mentioned like different methods for manifestation already. I kind of want to ask you, which one is your favorite, or do you have one that you particularly you personally gravitate towards? Because obviously we know people do all sorts of scripting or meditating. I mean, I'm sure you do a combination of it all, it sounds like, but is there anything that you particularly do that you're like, this is it for me, or just works for you, something in your routine?
Sure. So I think for me, the methods that I use the most and the ones that I kind of like know very well and when to like apply them are like 3x33 and 5x55, as well as like visualization. So 3x33 and 5x55 are both kind of like written. There's a lot of power in the written word. It helps your kind of subconscious mind pick up on what it is you're desiring and like get it aligned with like what your spirit is desiring a bit. And so you kind of write the same desire, the same, I'm so grateful that, XYZ occurred, or like, I'm so grateful that whatever happened. And it's kind of writing your reality as you want to see it 33 times for 3 days straight. You do it at the same time of day. And you do it for the duration of the days. 5x55 is similar. It's like 55 times for 5 days straight. And then also visualization helps with that as well. I think a lot of people think that they have to do the method as is, but really if you're like an artist, and it's easier for you to like draw or like to sort of illustrate what it is you want to see or something in that respect, then do that. Because at the end of the day, all of these methods are really just a way for your subconscious mind to like get into agreement with what your spirit and your soul is trying to like manifest. And you shouldn't try to like sit down and force yourself to visualize. If you have trouble creating mental pictures, like don't make this hard for yourself. You just do what works for you and do what comes naturally to you, as long as you get into the vibration of what it is you want, which is what all of these methods are an aid to doing. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Wow. I'm like really inspired to write things. I've been trying to be more intentional about writing things down, because I think you're so right. Writing things down is super powerful, and it's something just about like seeing it on paper and writing it multiple times, I feel like, is very helpful.
Definitely agree with that. And I feel like that's way more powerful than, it's easy for us to, and I've even done the things where, and that's where I proved to myself the manifestation works. If I think of someone and then you get a text, like someone you haven't talked to in like 6 months, and then you get a text from them the next day. I feel like it's those kind of like tangible ways that we could see like where manifestation works. But do you have any crazy like success stories or anything that you could share that was like, wow, this really blew my mind, or like maybe even recommendations that, or stories that people have told you from what they've learned from your videos or anything like that?
Yeah. So actually I'll do my personal one, and okay, then a really cool kind of like a really cool DM that I got. So in college, I remember I was like really into this guy first. Like, I don't know. I was just like, I just really, like, I'm really into this person. And I remember sitting in like a business class with like my best friend, and I was like, girl, like, we need to make this happen. How do we do it? She's like, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to write it down, and then it's just going to happen. Keep this piece of paper for me, because like, that's just how it's going to like occur. And I wrote it down, and verbatim, literally 2 months later, the exact scenario that I wrote down kind of happened. And that was when I was like, okay, so if I just absolutely run with this, like, write it down and believe it, like, I'm really powerful in this respect. And everyone is that powerful. That's the thing. And you just have to like block out any of the fears and like the doubts. And I'm hesitant to say fears and doubts, because people think they're responsible for their fears and doubts when they're really just like chemical responses. But you just have to like really believe it 100% and just like, it's like, it's yours. The thought popped into your head from not just anywhere. It didn't just like get there. You know what I mean?
Definitely. That's such a good point. I feel like, have you ever noticed where if you like, don't like fully believe it, like it definitely, there's just no chance it's being manifested. Like, are you ever self-aware about it? And you're like, I am not like 100% about this right now. Like, I need to come back about it later or something.
Exactly. Or you see in your pattern of thinking, you're like, okay, I'm really scared about this for some reason. Why is there so much fear attached to this? Hold on. Let's go back and try to figure out, like, is it the desire? Is it me? Like, what's going on? Yeah.
I like that. Like, why is there fear attached to this to begin with?
Yeah. And I think, like, another, the DM that I got, yeah, this this girl was like, I really want to, this was really early. This was like July. She's like, I really want to make podcasting like my full-time job. I'm not really happy where I am. And I want my crime podcast to like really kind of like take off, all of this stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, I do like 5 by 55. Believe it 100%. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know you personally really to like that level of like, I know this is like what your spirit and your desires are aligned to. Like, I don't know where this is coming from, but this should work if it's what you're supposed to be doing. And then like 2 weeks ago, that same person was like, oh my gosh, Zoza, thank you so much. Like, it was a really long process, but my podcast was like picked up by a network and now I'm going to be doing it full time in the next few weeks. And I'm like, you're lying. No way. Like, give me the deets. God. How did this happen? And that's she's just incredible. Like, yeah, I was so happy. I was like, okay, cool. So if what you're desiring is aligned to like your soul's blueprint a little bit, like it's always just like it's a given. Like, there's nothing to even second guess or like think about, but know that whatever you're actually desiring to manifest, you're meant to desire it and believe that.
I have a question on this. I have a question, which that's an amazing story, and your story is so cool. I love hearing like the tangible stories about it. I think it makes it so much more real than just like say you want to do a certain thing. It's like, no, let's hear the real facts. Do you believe in the whole thing of like, yes, like if it's like if you ask for something, because I've definitely had times when I've tried to manifest something or a person, or I'm like, oh, I want this person to stick around and it doesn't work out or whatever. Do you kind of believe that the universe tells you like yes, no, or later, instead of just like always grant you what you wish? Because I'm sure you've had those things that you desire that might not come to fruition. You're like, why not? And it's like the universe's way of kind of telling you you're not ready yet, or like it's not meant for you. Do you believe in that too?
I 100% do. I think I call it like divine timing. Just because something doesn't happen when you want it to happen doesn't mean it's not supposed to happen. Like, we all literally don't know what's best for us. Like, I honestly believe that 100%. You have to sort of have and recognize your desires and like what you want to manifest, and then understand that like, okay, this is what I'm saying, but I know that whatever I'm actually supposed to be desiring is what will come to pass. And like, I'm even for that more than I'm for what I want, because that's the best possible outcome for me. And giving away that kind of control is like, it does wonders. Like, I remember being a high school senior and I was like, okay, like I really want to move to New York. Like, I want to go to undergrad there. I want to do everything there. And I didn't. I went to like my state school. And I was like, well, what? Like, I wanted, that was like the whole dream. What do you mean? Like, that I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to be there. And then I ended up interning there, and then working there now. And it's like, yes, I was supposed to be there, just not at that time. I wouldn't have met like my best friend. I wouldn't have met this like incredibly solid network of people that I have currently in my life if I'd gone when I wanted to go. And it's like, you have to trust that the best possible outcome will always come to you when it's supposed to come to you. And you have no control of when, kind of.
Oh my gosh, I love that. No, that's 100% so true and very inspirational, I think, for a lot of people to hear and just kind of remember that. I mean, it kind of just goes back to everything happens for a reason, which is so cliche, but it really is true. It's like you can try and try for so long, but
it can be so frustrating too in the moment when you're like, yeah, I really want this thing. Like, why is it not happening? And then it always happens that years later, then you realize like, oh my gosh, thank gosh that didn't happen. Or thank gosh things didn't work out with that person, because we are just not like, yeah, it's not going to work.
It kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about like, oh, maybe it's just like, okay, if you can't 100% manifest it, you can't 100% believe it. Like, let's go back to, why am I feeling this fear? Oh, maybe because it's not like really meant to happen right now. It all ties in. I feel like I'm getting the hang of this now.
Yeah. And a lot of it too is like, we don't need explainers for everything. That's something that I'm learning currently. And it's really hard to grasp, because I'm like, what? Like, that's not logical in any capacity. What do you mean? I need to know why something's happening or why something's not happening. But like, you don't always need an explanation of like, or you don't need to like rationalize every kind of like exchange between your desires and what's happening in the physical and the spirit. It just like is what it is. And it's so annoying to think that way. It's like, am I supposed to live my entire life like this? What do you mean? But yeah.
I love that. So kind of switching off to a new gear here. Briefly, astrology, we know you're kind of into it. We're kind of into it as well.
Oh yeah.
What is your sign?
Okay, so apparently I'm a Capricorn stellium. I'll backtrack a little bit here. That just means I have Capricorn in like a lot of houses. Like the majority of my chart is Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn sun, I'm an Aries rising, and I'm a Leo moon. So I'm pretty grounded, like a lot of attention. But I'm also like pretty reserved. Yeah, lots of fire and earth, which is, I don't know if those are opposites. Those are like,
I would say earth and water maybe are more opposite.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. That's so interesting. Very cool. I definitely get those vibes from you. Brooks and Aries.
I am. Well, I'm an Aries sun, and then I'm actually a Leo moon as well, and Leo rising. So I'm triple fire.
Whereas I am triple Virgo, so watch out, world. It's terrifying. I know. I learned I'm quadruple Virgo, so I'm sun, moon, rising, and one other that I can't remember on the top of my head.
So you guys balance each other out pretty well then.
That's so funny and so interesting. I don't even know. I have been loving those TikToks. And again, who knows if they're like really legitimate or not. Maybe it's pop astrology. Yeah. I've learned this term now. But where they're, I like them, like how they talk about like, oh, like this is the Virgo mood for October or stuff like that. Like, I love stuff like that. Do you guys
watch same? Those? I love them.
They're just like, whatever. Yeah. They're just something to watch, you know?
I just try not to take it all like to heart, but there are like like fun apps and stuff I use. So I guess if our listeners like want to learn more about their own chart, just since you're kind of into it, Zozo, what tools do you use? Is there like an app you like or like whatever?
Yeah, I like CoStar. It's pretty like, I don't know, CoStar is very sassy in terms of like their push notifications. Like, just be mindful of it.
Like, they're very cryptic. It will be like, right? It will be like, if you don't drink water, you will be bad today. It's like, it's so specific. It's okay, like, what does that mean? Like, what?
Thank you. And then I also like Pattern. Which takes in your zodiac sign to account, but again, pretty like, I don't know, it's pretty, it gives you like kind of a temperature check of where you are in terms of like this period of time. But again, it's just like fun, just like something to read. I hardly ever remember them after maybe like a few minutes, but I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. That's totally me today. Like, thank you. That's great. So yeah, I think those two apps, CoStar, Pattern, are my favorite. And then I also kind of use Astrology Zone, which is like a day-to-day astrology app. And it's, again, pretty general. Sometimes it maps, sometimes it doesn't. But it's, again, just like a fun thing. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do that thing where like I don't do that thing. I'll like not read my astrology or my horoscope for that morning, and then I'll read it at night, and I'm like, wait, whoa, that actually is how. Because sometimes I'm like, do you guys ever feel like, oh, I don't want it to like ruin my day? Like, you're gonna have a bad day today, and I'm like, oh, good. Like, do you guys ever wait till night to read him?
I don't live by mine. Do you guys like live by yours? Like, I'll check it sometimes, but it's not a daily thing, really.
I don't as much anymore, but if I'm in the mood, I'll be like, oh, I'll wait to read it later in case, like, I don't know. I don't want it to, like, drive my day completely, you know? Because then you kind of do manifest it in a way, I feel like.
Yeah, actually, I'm reading this book right now called I Am, I Create. I don't recall the author, but it's really just saying that, like, literally every single one of your thoughts creates. So you have to be really mindful of, like, what you're thinking and when you're thinking. You can only create from two spaces, out of fear and out of love. And if you focus on creating mostly out of love, that's the best you could possibly do. And creating out of fear is not the best, but it happens. But you just have to be conscious of the fact that, like, if you're saying, oh my gosh, like, I'm so scared that this might happen, and then it happens, you shouldn't really be surprised, mm-hmm. because you put a lot of your life force behind those thoughts.
True.
Yeah.
So I guess before we wrap it up, I kind of wanted to talk about how you started all of this as like a side hustle, I guess. So what words would you give to someone who, we have a lot of listeners who, whether they're in college or they have a full-time job, or maybe they're, you know, preoccupied with pursuing one thing, but they want to, you know, start something on the side. Would you say anything to them, like words of encouragement, I guess, or kind of your success story?
Yeah, the world needs your light. Like, that's 100%. That's it. That's the only thing. It's like, if you try to get so bogged down with like, oh, but no one's watching, no one's listening, no one's looking, blah, 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 blah. That's not the point. You're not even giving time for the people that are meant to be attracted to like what you're presenting to the world or what you're building for the world to come towards it. You have to be patient. Anything that's been built, anything that's been created, any kind of platform, anything like that is really just one person sharing their light and then like people being attracted to it like moths. And then they also have permission to do the same for like other people. That's kind of like why we're all here. Like you can't just, you can't just not give credit to the giftings that you have just because you can't see a practical path to them being like shown or a practical path to like building that like company or that agency or whatever, or even just like achieving your goals in life. Like there's no, that's why you're here. Like share your light. I think that's like 100% the biggest thing. Yeah.
So inspirational. And well, that was positive words to leave our listeners on, but our listeners want to find you, learn more, plug all of your stuff. I know you have a podcast too, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So my TikTok is As Told by Zozo. I also have a podcast with my best friend where we literally just sit there and we like talk. We use it as like our weekly phone call.
Oh, I love that.
It's called Our Sunday Series. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts and any other places that podcasts are distributed. And I also have like a YouTube channel where I talk a little bit more about kind of all of these things. It's literally just me talking to the camera about everything I talk about on TikTok.
I love it. Yeah. Cool. Well, Zozo, thank you so much for being on with us today. I'm definitely starting my day on a very positive note after this.
Me too. I feel so like inspired and motivated, but also like good vibes. I feel like you just radiate good energy.
Yes.
Thank you.
The world needs your light.
That sounds so nice to like hear. That's like, I'm glad that I said it too.
Yes, 100%. We knew you'd fit in well on the show. Well, thank you again so much. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode. We'll be back next Wednesday. We'll have all of Zozo's stuff in the show notes for you guys to check out. And yeah, anyone else have any last words?
Have a great week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.